Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episode today. I am so excited to have the gorgeous Amber Lee Lyons with us today. So Amber, if you don't know, is the founder of Chakra Girl Co. and is drawing parallels between luxury, abundance, soul purpose, multidimensionality, and higher consciousness, all with an undertone of fashion and sass. She's the host of Chakra Girl Radio and has recently launched her very own rituals app. Welcome to the show, Amber. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk all things chakras today, yes. Rituals. We've got loads of amazing things to cover because your work is phenomenal and I'm really excited to dive into all of that. But before we dive into that, before we get to the good stuff, I want to know, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Oh, goodness. I've had a few awakenings. My first was certainly in about, I think it was like 2009-ish. I was going to fashion school and my life was just a complete mess. And I found yoga, spirituality, chakras. And funnily enough, and I hate that this always happens, is anytime I have an awakening, I get in a car accident. And I actually just got in one last week again. So we're on the brink of our third awakening. But yeah, so it basically, like, this car accident happened. It shook up my life completely. And it really forced me to abandon everything that I thought was my identity, such as my, you know, my job, my car, so many things just got, oh, my boyfriend at the time, everything got shaken out. And I had to start completely fresh. And there was obviously a lot of like dark night of the soul going on, but it just opened my eyes, not only to like a new way of thinking and a new way to living, but just this like completely different consciousness. Like I was like seeing for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you say that the car crashes were the kind of like setting stone, setting point of that, because yeah. I can find, and I've asked this question to literally hundreds of guests now here on this podcast, and everybody's really, really starts with that kind of life truck moment with, you know, a big awakening, a big turnaround, a big loss. And it's really, really interesting. But I suppose in your case, like having a car crash, that's a huge, huge event to happen with, obviously. Yeah. You know, money involved, your health involved as well. So maybe you should manifest some less car crash
away. I know. Like, can we just show me in a different way? But I will say, with each car crash, they get less aggressive. And I always say, like, I always say you have to listen to the whispers of the universe before they become screams. And this time I knew right away, I was like, okay, I hear you now. I get it. And yeah.
got it now.
We'll move on. Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I love that. So I want to talk more about your work then, Amberlee. So you originally started with chakras. So what are chakras and how do they impact our ability to manifest?
Yeah. So our chakras are the core energy centers within our physical body and our energetic body. And I think everyone can agree that everything is energy and what we put out is what we get back. So I would say the chakras are the transmitters and the receptors of frequency. So that is the energy that we're putting out is put out by the chakras. And then the chakras are also magnets that control what we are getting in return. And what I love about the chakra system is that there's like a, you can take a very linear approach to it. And all you have to do is understand each chakra. And then you can look at your life and be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. These are the issues I'm having. These are the blocks I'm having in my life. And you can identify what chakra was associated to that issue. And you can really target that specific symptom or that specific energy, and then do the clearing and then do the activation. And our chakras already know how to be in higher consciousness. They already know how to manifest. They already know how to get us into an alignment with our highest potential. It's literally just a case of us getting out of our own way and letting our chakras hum and flow the way that they're meant to.
Absolutely agree with that. And what causes our chakras to become unaligned and unbalanced? Like what can set them off balance? What do you find are the common triggers for that?
I mean, it's anything from an emotional issue to conditioning, to limiting beliefs, to physical pain. It can literally be anything that is out of alignment with our highest potential.
And a bit off topic, we're going to circle back around to chakras, but yeah. I'm really interested to know, how did you get into all of this work, Amberlee? Like, what were you doing before? Obviously, you spoke about your awakenings, but how did you get to this place of being chakra girl?
Yeah. So I was actually in the fashion industry and I was going to yoga and I always had this like lump in my throat. And I went to class one day and I was late. And like, if you're late for yoga, they don't let you in. And I was like, is there another class tonight? And they were like, well, there's a meditation class going on in the other room. And I was like, way too scared to try that. I was like, well, will it help me lose weight? Like I'm here for a workout. And they were like, yeah, you know, eventually if you do it enough. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And so I went to the meditation class. And this was the first time that I was not only sitting in silence, because you do that in yoga, but I was sitting in silence and stillness for a long period of time. And I had never allowed myself to do that. So I realized that I had this major lump in my throat. And I kept like clearing my throat and like coughing and feeling like my breath wasn't really getting to where it was supposed to go. And I realized like, you know what, I've kind of always felt this and just never really thought about it. I just thought that was normal. And so I asked the teacher after, like, what was that? And she said, you probably have a block in your throat chakra. And so I just went wild, like deep dived, learned everything I could, you know, bought crystals and slept with them on my throat, found a bunch of different meditations and rituals. And I told myself, I'm going to commit to doing this meditation on YouTube every single morning and every single night. And I'm going to sleep with this crystal and I'm going to repeat these mantras and I'm going to journal. I'm going to do it every day for 2 weeks and just see what happens. And of course, like within those 2 weeks, so much changed in my life. Not only did that lump go away, I felt just so much more connected to my body, so much more connected to my purpose, because our throat chakra is also where our purpose, our potential, our just our ability to share with the world what we're meant to share with the world. That's where it lives, is in our throat chakra. And so I was also getting all these ideas for like businesses and ways that I wanted to put this work out there. And as I was looking for this information, I also realized that there was no one young and modern sharing this information at that time. And I just decided, why don't people know about this? Why don't my friends know about this? Why didn't I know about this sooner? Like, this is something that works. And I just decided within that 2 weeks as well, like, I'm going to share this with the world. And then I just started going crazy and like being like, okay, what else is wrong in my life? What other chakras can I fix? And I just started creating these rituals and these meditations and these mantras and these journaling prompts that helped me. And I slowly unblocked everything and started really just thriving in so many different areas of my life, and then had this major desire to share that with the world.
I love that. I love that. And what a journey from fashion to obviously chakras. And
yes,
who better to do it than you to bridge the two together?
Yes.
So what are your top tips for balancing our chakras? What do you tend to do?
So I always say we need to look at it from, this is very cliche, mind, body, soul perspective, but also mind, body, soul, and energy, like the actual frequency. So if you can identify what chakra is misaligned, all you really need to do is now come up with a little ritual to clear it. So for your mind, you can repeat certain mantras. So for example, let's use money as a situation. So if someone is having money issues, then they would want to work on their root chakra. If they felt like they were always in survival mode and they weren't thriving and they were in this fight or flight state with money. So first you would, for your mind, you could come up with a series of mantras. You could come up with specific journaling prompts. So you could literally just repeat, I am an abundant goddess, you know, you could just repeat that over and over again. You could journal ways that I already feel abundant today, because that's getting you into the vibration of abundance. So that's for the mind. For the body, doing specific stretches or yoga poses for the root chakra, anything where you're feeling super grounded. For the root chakra, I love to just like get in bare feet and put my feet in the grass. Like that is a very like grounding thing we can do with our physical body. Even just like realizing while you're sitting on a chair, like rooting into your seat and being like, I'm safe, I'm supported, I'm rooted, I'm strong. And just those little physical cues. So that's mind and body. For the soul, obviously root chakra meditations. That is super powerful. There's so many you can find on YouTube or my app on the Rituals by Chakra Girl app. We have so many different rituals for the different chakras. Those are very easy to find. And then for frequency, for the energy side of it, this is where I like to integrate things like crystals that actually do hold a frequency, or even stronger than that is visualization. When you create a vision for what you want in your life, you're literally creating it in consciousness. You're creating it in a higher dimensional state. And if we look at manifestation, there's like a triangle of manifestation. So there's consciousness, which is creating it first in our mind. And then there is time and space. So if we can create this vision in our mind and pull it down to this reality, you know, time really represents vibration, and then space represents physical manifestation. So bringing it into physical manifestation, but it all starts within our thoughts. So if we can create this vision, then we start to vibrate as this vision. We start to emit those frequencies from our chakras that this reality holds, and then that can manifest into physical space.
And it's so important, like you say, because I think a lot of the time with manifestation, it's very much either spiritual focused or mind focused. And it really is integrating mind, body, spirit, as you say, because that is the whole essence of it. And I think when you've got that practical side to things where you're bringing the chakras in, like you say, the root chakra is perfect for that money and grounding, obviously, like plexus, self-worth, confidence. So it's great that you can. And, you know, like I've used my chakras over the years to manifest numerous times because I tune in and I'm like, right, what's not feeling balanced? What's not feeling good? Where is that limiting belief and fear coming from? Which chakra is it in? What do I need to work on? So I feel like the chakras are always like the first point of call when I'm feeling, you know, stress, or I'm feeling any sort of negative emotions, or even when I'm working with a client, I'm like, what chakra is that in? Let's work with that. So I feel like the chakras are just so important to integrate, like you say, into your manifesting ritual, into any spiritual ritual that you're doing. And I think it's just good spiritual maintenance, as I call it.
Totally. And then once we get into like the outer chakras and like our multidimensionality, like that is when things can really pop off. But it's like, first we need to like really sort out. It's usually like the bottom three where there's the biggest issues. I feel like women, especially, we naturally have pretty open hearts. We naturally have pretty open throats. We naturally have, you know, our third eye and crown activated. And if the throat or the heart is blocked, it's usually because one of the bottom three is blocked. So sometimes someone can be like, I think all my chakras are blocked and oh my gosh, I'm going to have to work on all of them. But if you can really work on those bottom three, it starts to loosen everything up and they can really flow together. And then once those seven are sorted out, that's when we can get into like a higher dimensional, not only manifestation zone, but also just a higher dimensional consciousness.
Absolutely. And I've heard so many different takes on this, Amberly, over the years of how many chakras we have, because obviously I know about the seven, then I've heard about 13, then I've heard about 144. And I feel like everybody has a different number. So what are these different chakras?
I mean, I go, I like the way that I see it is that there's like the seven main chakras, there's our connection to the earth, and then there's our connection to the quantum. These do break down into different energy centers. So we have like obviously our main seven.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And which is like root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, and crown. Below our feet, there are two other chakras. There is the earth gateway and there is the stellar gateway. So those are like underneath our feet. Those connect into the earth. And then above our head, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I just like to see it that the root chakra is actually what is connecting us to, like, the, it's like an extension of the root chakra, and it's our connection to the earth that is anchoring us in. But it's like, there's this, I see it as this 5D grid that circles across the earth, and that's what we are actually connecting to. And that there's like a connection in the earth, in the center of the earth, the core of the earth that we are connecting to. And at the end of the day, it's like, those are outside of us, but they are also us. Like, we are the earth. We are the 5D grid. Like, it's all connected. And then same can be said about the chakras above our head. So I do work with the soul star chakra, which is about a foot above your head. And that's where your highest self lives. That's where your fifth dimensional consciousness lives. And then of course there are, you know, our cosmic gateway is up there. Like, it's all there, but I just see it as, this is us connecting to the quantum realm. So it's like our, from our feet and below connects us to the earth, from our head and above connects us to the quantum realm. And I think that is just like the easiest way to conceptualize it and describe it. I don't think getting into the nitty gritty is like necessary. I just like to kind of understand that, yeah, the seven chakras are part of our body, but we're so much more than that. We're also the earth and everything in the cosmos. We are one with everything.
Definitely, definitely. And I think like when I started hearing all these different chakras, like ear chakras and toe chakras. And
No. We do not need to go there. And like the hands, like I do, the way that I teach things is that the heart chakra extends through our hands. So, but I don't see the hands as separate chakras. I see them as an extension of the heart chakra. So our right hand is like the masculine side of the heart chakra, which is giving love. The left hand is the feminine side of the heart chakra, which is receiving love. And then in the middle is where we feel that gratitude and that self-love. So that's why there's so many different explanations, is because there's no like one right thing. And I think it's whatever feels most connected to you and whatever is easiest for you to wrap your head around. I think that's all that matters.
Definitely. Like me and my friend, I was like, ear chakras, they don't exist, Hannah.
No.
They do. So now I can say, well, Amberlee's told me, Hannah, they don't exist.
Not necessary to get that nitty gritty, in my opinion.
So what are your favorite rituals for manifesting?
Ooh, for manifesting. I mean, literally basic, like visualization, number one. I always set a vision. I'm all about quantum traveling. I love just like spending time in the quantum realm. So basically I just kind of start with my energy in my heart and I project it out the top of my head. I head to the soul star chakra and then I scoot on past that. And I just realize and connect to that oneness with everything in the universe. And when you can remove your identity and realize that your soul actually is like every soul in the world is actually just one big soul and we're just fragments of it. Our identity is just like an egoic attachment to an identity. Like if you can get into that space of oneness, that is where we activate like our absolute highest frequency, our quantum potential, and any possibility that we want, anything we want in the world lives in that space, in that consciousness. So if we can spend time there, you know, putting our consciousness there, putting our mind there, then we're activating infinite potential within our vibration. And then once we bring that consciousness back down, we can activate it. And that's when we start to get lots of downloads and ideas and opportunities and random happenings and synchronicities. So just like hanging out in the quantum field, and there's lots of different ways to do that. Obviously, there's, you know, astral traveling, there's just like quantum connection, there's time traveling. There's so many different things that we do in the app just to kind of get people used to what that feeling is of being outside of your body and projecting your consciousness. So like that's something that you can definitely practice. Some people it comes like super easy. Some people need more of like a step-by-step or to be like really guided on it. So yeah, for me, I just love like the simplicity of hanging out in the quantum realm and projecting all of my big visions into the quantum realm and then bringing those vibrations back down.
I love that. I love that. And it sounds really exciting. I want to try this as well on the app. It sounds exciting to, like you say, to put it out there and to try different things, not just the traditional like scripting or writing things down.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you find your manifesting superpower, and obviously clearly yours is very visual and very like that higher consciousness, then you really thrive with that, because then you're not sort of limiting yourself to what Rhonda Byrne says or whoever says, Bob Proctor, do you see that? You're being well, like, actually, that feels really good to me. And actually, I'm spiritual as hell and I really want to do, you know, conscious projecting my desires into the universe. So I love that, because it's definitely a unique take that we haven't had on the podcast. So I love that, because I'm sure people will really love to go and try that themselves. So Amberlee, how can the power of rituals transform our lives?
I mean, rituals are like my anchor. From the tiniest thing, like at a certain time of day, and it's not always the exact time, I'm not super rigid with it, but I take my different vitamins and there's a, you know, I go on a dog walk and like I have a pretty specific sequence of events that happen as soon as I wake up, but also allowing space for miracles. A big part of my day is allowing space for miracles. But when we can like anchor in those little tidbits of self-care, we are creating a higher frequency for ourselves, because I always say you have to root down to rise up. So rituals root you down so that you can be in that state of receiving. And the spiritual rituals, when I'm actually like sitting at my altar, I mean, those are what are going to create your reality. I always say our eyes, like people think that there's a world going on outside of us, and then our eyes receive the vision and then our brain interprets them. I almost see it the opposite way, where like our brain creates a vision for how we want to see the world. And then the world is like a blank canvas and our eyes are projectors and they like show this movie that we've created in our head. Like that's how I see the world. We decide how we want to see the world within our minds. And so our rituals create this space for us to connect to that every single day. So we're not only being intentional and deciding how we want our day to go, but we're opening up to that vibrational adjustment. And even sitting in that vibrational adjustment for 2 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day is so powerful. And it can literally change, to answer your question, it literally changes everything. It changes your life into whatever you want it to be.
And I really agree with that, because I feel like I would be so lost without my morning practice, my morning ritual. And it does feel like a ritual, and it feels like that self-care time of like, this is for me, this is my practice, my ritual to manifest, to connect to spirit, to meditate, whatever it is. And I think the beauty of rituals are it's whatever you make it. Like there are great suggestions out there, I'm sure, definitely on your app as well. But it's what you make it at the end of the day, and it's what that ritual enriches your life with. And I just find that it really helps me to focus more. It helps me to be more productive. And I just feel so much more grounded and more positive within myself when I do my ritual. If I miss it, which is very rare, but if I do, then I really do feel it, because it's just that time for me, that time to dedicate to myself. And I had a client yesterday who said, like, Emma, I can't do a ritual in the morning. I can't do a practice. And I was like, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. That's it. Keep it simple. And, you know, that's putting you first. As soon as you wake up, before the kids, before everything else, like put you first, because then that's going to fill your cup and you're going to get so many benefits from just doing even 5 minutes in the morning.
I know. And it's so, this is like a very like basic thing that everyone's probably heard, but I always come back to it. It's like, imagine we recharged ourselves as much as we recharged our iPhones. Like literally, like if we spent, and I even think of this for my business sometimes too, it's like, imagine I spent as much time on myself, and I actually do, but like there's times or weeks or months where I'm like really busy and I'm like, I've been spending more time on my business than I have been on myself or feeling good or nourishing myself or taking care of my energy. And it's like when we rest and when we do the self-care and when we do the rituals, the work part of the day goes more smoothly. We manifest more. We have more opportunities. We have these like random things happening that would have not happened if we were like sitting at our desk, like stressed out. And like, I always say, when you're always pushing forward, and for people seeing this on video, they'll see the visual. If you're always pushing forward, then how can you receive? Like, it's always this like block of receiving. But like, if you can like be in a state of, okay, I'm going to sit back for a second, then things can come in. And that's what that ritual is doing. Even if it's just like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you're still creating space to receive.
Amen to that. Couldn't have put it better myself. I love that. And so, so important for all of us to do, definitely. But my last question to you today then, Amberlee, is what is one piece of life advice you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Take accountability. Nothing in your life is someone else's fault or a situational fault. And yes, bad things happen to people, but it's accountability doesn't mean blaming yourself. It means taking responsibility to change it. And you have the power to do that, no matter how icky, hard, you know, uncomfortable, impossible it feels. You have the ability to change it if you take accountability and stop blaming other people and other circumstances.
Yes. Yes. Love all of that. Well, Amberlee, tell us a little bit more about your rituals app. So what can we expect? Where can we get it?
So you can get it at chakragirlco.com. That is the best place. And we do have it available on the App Store and on Google Play, but you can't use the discount code if you subscribe from there. So what you can do is you subscribe at chakragirlco.com, download the mobile app, and then log in with the account that you created. So if you use, what do you want your coupon code to be?
We could have Spiritual Queen.
Okay, Spiritual Queen coupon code. Then you can get a free month of the app. So go to chakragirlco.com, use code Spiritual Queen. And essentially, it's just a video library of all of my rituals. There are chakra activations, there's time traveling, there's kundalini mantras, there's goddess mantras, there's bath rituals, manifestation rituals, EFT tapping, like a huge catalog of rituals. And we have them sorted out by category. So like we even have them sorted out by time, like 3 to 10 minute rituals, 10 to 20 minute rituals. We have them sorted out by what you want to manifest. So if you want to manifest abundance, there's a whole section for that. If you want to work on your root chakra, there's a whole section for root chakra. So we've got it all cataloged and sorted for you. I use it as an oracle sometimes. I'm like, what do I need today? And I'll just close my eyes and like scroll around and then hit play. And I always get exactly what I needed. So yeah, there's lots of goodies on there. We do challenges sometimes. We just did a 40-day Kundalini challenge. We're going to be doing a 7-day abundance challenge soon. So lots of fun on there.
Well, it sounds epic. And I'm sure everybody listening will be signing up and giving it a go. So I'll put all the details of the coupon code and how to claim that in the description so you can go get your free month with Amberlee's app. But amazing. Yay. And where can everybody find you if they want to learn more about your work? Have you got Instagram? Where can we find you?
Yes, Instagram is the best place. And it's at Chakra Girl Co. And then everything else is just on my website, chakragirlco.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Amber, for coming on.
Thank you.
It has been such a joy to hear all your pearls of wisdom and everything you've got to share. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed Amberlee and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Amber's app and website in the description below. And of course, if you want to learn anything more about myself, my coaching, my books, my videos, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.